What are you drinking, just for starters?
Well, I haven't opened anything yet, because...
Why don't you do that while I play the theme song?
Okay, play the theme song.
Hey, hey, everything's great, and my guest is Richard Spade.
Hey, everybody, this is Rob Benedict. Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is And My Guest is Richard Spade.
What?
The podcast that brings you Richard Spade, just a little bit of Richard Spade, to your inbox every week. Here he is, Richard Spade Jr.
I'm telling you, people are thinking, I don't know who this man is, and now they're thinking to themselves, why is there an entire podcast dedicated to, you know, peeling apart the onion skin and getting to know this guy that I don't know? You know what I mean?
And to those people, I say, exactly.
To those people, I say, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Spate. Thank you for listening to the show.
Please stop calling in. It's not a call-in show.
This is baffling. And of course, obviously, this show is going to take off. It's going to be a freight train hit.
I mean, it's already huge.
That's a done deal. Because this is the old adage of give the people what they want has never been executed more truer form than this very podcast, because some shows do these dumb thing of having recurring guests, or not recurring, different guests every week, and that's so done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who wants to change it up every week?
Who wants to hear different perspectives?
Yeah, no way.
And get insights from other people with other backgrounds. That seems so like.
Yeah, no, God. It's like something different every week. No, you want the same thing.
Yeah, you really do, right?
Yeah.
You want consistency, man. When you go to your favorite restaurant and order the chicken a la king, they ain't bringing you salmon. You know what I mean? They're bringing you chicken a la freaking king, because that's what you ordered. And you're ordering it on the Tuesday when it's on special. Because that's how you roll. And you're beating the rush there at 5. You know what I mean? You're getting the chicken a la king. They're not going to throw you a curveball. Well, you've come here to hear Rob Benedict and Richard Spade Jr. And by God, we're going to serve up a heaping helping of steaming Rob Benedict.
Let me tell you something. If you like Rob Benedict and Richard Spade Jr., you've come to the right place.
Yeah. If you've never just stumbled across this podcast and are wondering, wait a minute, what's going on? And then you're thinking to yourself, well, if I hang on a little bit, if I hang in here, this will all become clear to me. I'm here to tell you, no, it will not. It will not become clear to you.
Hey, but I'm here to tell you, don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that. Whatever you do, we got to hear it from our sponsors. We have two sponsors on this show, neither of whom are paying us. One is, of course, the good people at Alpo, who've been making dog food since Christ had a pet. I mean, they've been making dog food forever. And
I haven't done the theme song for that. We're going to have to do Alpo. Yeah.
This, ladies and gentlemen, debuting right now, Rob Benedict's original, crafted specially for this sponsor, who, by the way, is getting free publicity because they haven't ponied up a nickel. Ladies and gentlemen, our homage musicale to Alpo.
Take it away, future me.
Hey, just maybe it's better than gravy. It's Alpo.
There it is.
Arf, arf, arf. I want a bowl. You make it sound so delicious. You know what I mean? and the way you kind of infused a dog whistle throughout, so that like our listeners can't hear it, but their dogs behind them are going nuts.
Now
that's the kind of genius.
See, but now you're requesting things. I'm going to have to go out and find a dog whistle now.
Yep.
You're like,
you ain't going to go out and do jack crap because you're in lockdown, but you're going to Google it when you're done. Boom,
well,
Googling
can,
it. After a little boob, Google.
One of these things, you know, you're going to be like, boy, the oboe solo in the middle there.
The way you have William Shatner just start talking. I'm going to really throw you a curveball.
But yeah, so two sponsors. One is the good people at Alpo.
Alpo.
Who promise
shiny coat, strong teeth, brittle bones. Alpo.
Are they still making Alpo? Is that still a thing?
How could they be sponsoring us if they weren't?
I'm going to look it up.
You know, if Alex Calvert was down on his luck and suddenly had no money, we could call him Alpo.
Cal. We did that already.
Yeah, but we didn't mention the financial hardship part. He could be, instead of Po-Al, he'd be Alpo.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute. I got to push pause for a second. So, pause on what you're talking about.
You were stopping the podcast.
No. The podcast is still going. We're still on the air.
We're still live. We'll do it live.
So I just Google searched Alpo, and it came up Alpo Martinez, drug dealer. Alberto Gaddis Martinez, better known as Alpo Martinez, or simply Alpo,
is
a former American drug dealer of Puerto Rican ancestry from Harlem, New York, who rose to prominence in the mid-80s.
Do you know what this means?
This is the guy that's been sponsoring our show the entire time.
Our podcast has been sponsored by a drug lord.
Drug dealer.
Oh, my God. Well, you better rewrite the entire Alpo theme song with a sort of a Puerto Rican flair. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Benedict's in Espanol Puerto Rican reimagining of the Alpo theme. Go, Bobo.
Here we go.
No noticia falsa, mejor que salsa, Alpo.
There it is.
Bueno. Muy bueno, mi amigo.
Yeah, he's in prison now, serving a 35-year sentence.
Damn it.
And he's got
Rob just hung up on me, and I guarantee to you it's either to go
child.
Tinkle or to freshen
or
up his drink.
A child named
or both.
Paparazzi-po.
Hopefully his drink isn't Tinkle. That's all I'm hoping for.
I kid you not. This
oh,
is real.
My God. What? Oh, we got a machete sighting. Machete has stepped in the... in the room to grab some shoes. Machete? Machete?
I honestly thought you weren't doing it anymore. Honestly.
You really thought we were... When I said I'm out here doing a podcast, you thought I was...
I actually thought you were with Frank, your son.
I am with Frank, my son. He's right there.
Exactly, being with Frank.
Wow. Rob hung up, and now I'm getting berated by the machete.
Oh, Christ almighty. That wasn't me, folks. That was him. And now... now we're going to do this thing. Should I let him call me back? I'm going to let him call me back. I feel like Alpo, the real Alpo, maybe crossed our lines. We got our lines crossed. It's ringing. Calling back and it's ringing. He's not picking up right away, which says to me he's trying to call me. What a nightmare.
Before you tell me your lame story and why we got cut off, you just made it in time for a little news from the outside world.
Holy cow.
Yeah, you barely made it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our roving reporter from the other side of the garage door, Frank Spate. Frank.
News from the world
with Frank Spate.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
What are you doing?
Reading.
What are you reading now?
I Survive.
The I Survive series. Which I Survive?
I loved I Survive.
Reading? Yeah, which one are you reading?
The Nazi Invasion.
I Survived the Nazi Invasion. Do you like this series?
Yeah, but it's also scary.
It's scary, but because it's true, and it really happens. A slice of.
Just ask him real quick. What's going on in the outside world?
Well, what's going on in the outside world? What's going on the other side of that wall? Tell me.
Want me to go look?
You want to go look? Okay, we'll go look and come back. And by the way, if the machete says step out of the garage, my friend, you're wise to step out of the garage.
Yeah,
but come back with an update.
Okay.
All right.
Smart kid. He's got his. He knows what's up.
Dude, he knows on which side his bread is buttered. He's not going to stick here with dad when mom has said, leave.
I have to say, right off the bat, this has been the most, the busiest podcast we've ever had.
Also, you hung up the longest. That was the longest hang up.
I don't necessarily think that's fair to say.
What happened? I put my money on either Tinkle, drink refill, or you're drinking Tinkle.
I think what happened was Alpo Martinez from prison had our lines cut.
You're not going to tell us what happened. Did it involve drugs?
All of a sudden, I was talking about Alpo and his son Paparazzi Po, and then it cut off.
There's no way his son is named Paparazzi.
That's what I was telling you. He's got a child named Paparazzi Po.
Does he know that Paparazzi is plural?
Nope, apparently not.
It should be Paparazzo.
Now this is from. I should clarify. This is from Wikipedia. who, you know, says that I've got a third love child that I'm unaware of. So
yeah, which is ridiculous because, yes, you have a third child, but there was no love involved. Just passion.
You're an ass. You're an asshole. Alpo Martinez, but also Alpo Dog and Puppy Food by Purina, still happening.
And yet no mention of Alex Calvert in there.
No, none.
And if you don't know Rob Benedict and you don't know Richard Speight, I guarantee you, you don't know Alex Calvert. So we're just throwing names at you. You know.
You do now. Richard, how... quarantine check-in. How's it going?
Well, I'll tell you right after this theme song.
Hey there, mister, how is your quarantine?
Thanks for asking, man. And thanks for singing those lovely
words. What was that theme song
for?
Was that just quarantine check-in theme song?
Yeah, quarantine check-in.
Got it.
Quarantine check-in. The way you did that
in
the waltz timing, the waltz timing of the quarantine check-in was like,
no,
oh,
you bastard. You
really
bastard.
Threw me off the whole, I am under lockdown
asshole.
And I'm so glad to be out here. It's going to be neat.
I am under lockdown and I'm so glad to be out here. How about you? How's your quarantine?
First of all, we forgot to tip our cap to our other sponsor.
Yes.
Also, Silver not Lake. Paying us a nickel. As a matter of fact, draining us of all of our resources.
That's right.
The good
Silver
people.
Silver Lake
the,
Wine.
Yeah, the fat cats over at Silver Lake Wine. You
let's
you actually
them.
Do have
let's
a Silver
hear
Lake
their
wine.
Theme song real quick. Let's hear
yeah,
their
you got
theme
that
song
one.
Real quick.
Drop that needle. No, seriously, drop the needle. Stop doing heroin.
Silver Lake Wine, stay drunk all the time. Thanks to Rob and Rich.
Yeah, good old Silver Lake Wine. Anyway, quarantine
well, I
update.
Am speaking of Silver... I'm sorry. Real quick, we'll come back to that. But speaking of Silver Lake Wine, I am drinking Vita. Have you ever had a mezcal called Vita?
No. Well, what's on the cover? Sell, on the label?
It's in the kitchen.
Uh-oh.
News from the world
with Frank Spate.
Mom is going to go on a walk with Tam.
She's going on a walk with Tam, our neighbor? Are they going to be socially distant?
No. Because Francis and Stephen Fletcher are going too.
Wait, Francis and Stephen Fletcher are going too?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What about?
Read.
You're going to read?
Yeah.
Are they wearing face masks?
No.
Yes, they are.
They're probably going to, yeah.
Yeah, they're wearing face masks. All right, well, thanks for the update. Here they go. Hold on, one more. There's one more tidbit. Hold on.
Here we go.
Can I read in here?
Sure, you can read in here. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have a permanent guest.
We have he's like on CNN. He's like one of the reporters in the back.
Yeah, he's just
doing work as you report.
Reading, I survived the Nazi invasion 1944. Frank Spate, everybody.
He survived it when he watched Sound of Music. The Sound of Music. He survived it when he watched that. The Sound of Music with Liesl and what's his name? Hans?
Oh, no. Rolf?
Rolf. What an asshole.
I'm annoyed at the guy who played Rolf. Ugh.
Ugh. All of... yeah. I never liked Rolf. Nobody ever liked... Nobody liked you, Rolf.
Yeah.
You're 16 going on my nerves.
Ladies and gentlemen, somebody just dropped a winner. Six episodes deep. And Rob Benedict's on base, everybody.
First hit in six games.
That was great. Of course, he's 17, but yes, the point made.
Yeah, you know, you get the idea. 67, he's a teenager.
He's a teen.
Not quite legal.
No.
So, Richard, we were saying, how's your quarantine? Let's get back to how's your quarantine.
Quarantine's going all right. You know, I have moments, like we all do, of thinking this is great, and then thinking, sweet mercy, what's going to go on now? Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's going to go on forever. I mean, I'm one of those either well-informed people or complete nitwits that follows the news closely, and that could be kind of daunting, you know? The news is largely frustrating.
It's frustrating because there's so many mixed signals. I mean, we've said this before. There's our president is saying, let's reopen right now.
Right.
And the state's saying, no, we're not opening yet. You know, our schools, we said last week, you know, your children's schools have closed through the year. Mine haven't done that yet. In fact, we got an email today saying that it's going to be May 15th. They're hoping to go back. That seems too soon to me.
Well, I also think that's not going to happen, to be honest.
I can't imagine. Well, you know, what's cool is, and this is, you know, look, my, I guess I want to just plug California. I like the state we live in, and I like our governor.
Yeah.
And I appreciate his messages. And he tweeted something the other day, and he says, we, in California, we base our decisions on science. And when the scientists tell us it's okay to let it up, we'll let it up. And I trust that.
Yeah, man. He's been doing a great job. I mean,
yeah. Gavin Newsom
has been doing a great job.
Yeah,
right?
He really has. Yeah, Gavin Newsom, 2024.
For sure.
Do I need to pause so that you can get a drink? I feel weird that I'm the only one drinking. I'm telling you,
it's me and Frank, so it's not quite as, you know, it's not quite the renegade bachelor vibe that.
Can you just grab a beer from the fridge?
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah, come on, put Frank on the phone and get yourself a beer. Can you hear me? Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on over there? What do you think about this whole thing, this stay-at-home quarantine thing?
I think it's crazy.
It is crazy, isn't it?
I also kind
of
like it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a part of me that likes it, too, to be honest. It's kind of nice to take a break. And Dad's home. Dad's been home a lot, right?
Yeah.
But is Dad doing a good job teaching?
Yeah.
Yeah? Does he get stressed out and yell?
Well, he's a harsh teacher, so.
I bet he is. Man, Frank, I miss you. I'm bummed. This whole quarantine thing means I can't come over there and give you a big hug.
Oh, yeah. Now we can't see friends or, like, have play dates anymore. It's kind of annoying.
I know. Oh, it's so annoying. I know.
All right, there it is. You heard it from the man himself. Ladies and gentlemen, news from the inside world, since he's in the room with me. News from the other side of the sofa. Rabbi?
Yeah.
Play that theme song you were talking about.
Boy.
Writing news from the other side of the sofa.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
News from the other side of the sofa.
This episode's going to take me 5 years to complete.
You know what's funny? And the second we hit stop, I'm done. I have no responsibilities whatsoever.
That's really funny. Thank you for pointing that out. It's hilarious.
Hold on, listen to this. Hold on, listen. You ready? There you go. Yikes. I spilled, in my attempt to make it full of sound, I spilled beer on the pop screen.
Well, there you go. So listen, last week we gave a shout out to Scout, who has been doing these little cartoon videos to our podcast, which we just love.
They are the only reason to do the podcast.
I know. Cartoons. And I didn't see one this week. I just checked and I didn't see one for this week. But
that's it, everybody. Bye. We're done.
If you don't follow her already, follow her at Scout Stiel. Scout, Scout Stiel. And she's so talented. I was running this week. I did my weekly run with my mask around the lake. And I saw a couple of directionists who chose to go the other way.
They're the worst.
But I thought, you know, we need to give a specific shout out to Scout and get her handle in there.
Yeah, nice.
You know what? I noticed when I was running around the lake, there are a lot of dogs. I think dogs are good for people in quarantine because they get you outside. They get you exercising.
They are. You know, a lot of people, I think dog adoption has gone through the roof, at least here in Southern California.
That's great.
It's been a big deal to adopt dogs. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's great.
Oh, I've got, okay, you just made me think of something. I got one for you. I've got a story. Okay. I've got a COVID parenting running school story.
Let's hear it.
That I'm ashamed of. So ashamed, I'm going to Well, to be honest, there's no safer place to keep a secret than with the audience of our podcast. It's the smallest crowd we've ever gathered.
Yeah, exactly.
So for Frank's second grade classroom, they have a check-in every morning, and they use Zoom, which is a company I was not familiar with before, but now I use them every day. And so he's a Zoom classroom meeting every morning, and you're not allowed to mess with your name. You type in your name at the beginning. It says Frank. And that's how you, it appears at the bottom of your screen. Over the weekend, JC and I had a couple of Zoom social events. I don't know if you guys are doing that with the Google Hangouts or the Zoom, or you know what I'm talking about? Where you like meet up with your, in this case, it was my cousin and his wife.
Yeah.
So we had a Zoom cocktails with my cousin and his wife on Friday night. And I thought it would be funny to change the name. So I didn't say Frank. I changed the name to something I thought was funny. It didn't go over like a Led Zeppelin. I mean, it went over like a Led Zeppelin. It wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It wasn't necessarily that funny. Whatever. And we went ahead and had the Zoom drinks, and no more was mentioned of it. And powered down the system, put the iPad away, only to be opened yesterday morning to start the school day. And I started the school day. We opened up the Zoom meeting. I left the room to go get Frank's papers ready, and he logged on. A beat later, he comes tearing out of the room, his eyes wide like saucers, shaking in fear. He's like, "Dad, I'm in my Zoom classroom, but my picture doesn't say my name. It doesn't say Frank. It says JC's bitch."
Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh,
so no. I go turn it off, log out, leave the classroom. So he had to like quickly exit the classroom. God. And
is he in, what is he in, third grade?
Second grade.
Oh dude. Yep.
Oh my God. Yeah, thankfully Frank looked, because I mean, I don't even look at the other kids now. I never sort of glanced down at the other kids' names, because a lot of times it has their name or it says, you know, Captain Lollipop or something stupid, so you don't even think about
it.
Hold on a second. News from the outside world. What?
I'm at chapter 12, and I only have two more chapters to go.
Dude, you're a reading machine. Give me some of that. Nice. Give me a better one. Ooh. He's at chapter 12. He only has two more chapters to read in this book. He's literally a reading machine, this guy. You got to close that. You can stay in here, but close that door, okay? Okay, well, you want to be really bored, come sit and listen to this. Come on in. Yeah, I know, but finish your two chapters. Come on, sit down.
Do I have to read?
No, not at all. I thought you wanted to. You do whatever you want to do.
Put the Nazis down.
So that was the end of that story. The good news is... Frank, I was telling the story about the wrong name being on your Zoom classroom yesterday. Was that weird?
Oh, God.
Told me to change it right away because she saw it.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Shoot.
Teachers ruling with an iron fist. They don't want that name. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I was so mortified. It was before school started. So, because Frank was, Frank lives by the motto, early is on time and on time is late. So he was early. And so there's only a couple of kids scrambling around getting their act together. So fortunately, it went unnoticed by most, except the teacher. So I have that.
Oh, God.
I have that to look forward to in the end of year report.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are things like that. But yeah, I thought you were going to say it said Pat McCrotch.
Dad, listen to this.
That would have been clever. No, it was dumb. It was worse. Well, so you said you had a couple of things to talk about. What do you got?
I have a lockdown entertainment recommendation.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's the theme song, Lockdown Entertainment Recommendation. Take it.
It's the Entertainment Lockdown Recommendations.
I'm on pins and needles.
Documentary on ESPN about Michael Jordan called The Last Dance.
Oh, dude. I've heard so much about it. Is it great?
It's amazing. And I remember those six championships. I was in Chicago for the first three, and I was out here for the last three. and he's amazing. There's nobody like him, and it's a great retelling of the final championship. It's great, and there have been four episodes that have premiered. Even if you're not a sports fan, I can't see that you wouldn't be inspired by it, because you know people like that inspire me as an artist. You know, he such a great work ethic and such a just so good at what he did. It's inspiring. Anyway, highly recommend it.
I'm dying to see that. I saw at the beginning of this whole COVID thing, I saw the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson documentary from several years ago. That my kids just loved. Everybody is unbelievable. Here's my question. Yeah. This Michael Jordan documentary, appropriate for the whole family?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's actually, it's pretty great. There's like a clean version where they cut out the curse words and a dirty version. Not dirty, but
like. You just decide, and it's on ESPN, right?
Yeah. So, like, I set my I have a YouTube TV, so I just set it to record it, and it records both the clean version and the cussing version, basically. But I of course watched the cussing version.
Yeah, of course.
But it's totally fine for the kids. It's great for the kids. They should totally watch. It's amazing.
Great.
Yeah, there's so many things. It's a multi-layered situation, and so much more going on that I didn't remember or know. And it's great. And so I went running the other day around the lake like I do. But there's always a point where I stop running. I run around the lake and I stop and kind of walk from the lake back to my house.
Yeah.
And sort of because of inspired by that, I was like, no, I'm going to run because Micah would run. And, you know, it's cheesy to say, but I was like inspired to keep running because that's what Michael Jordan, that's what MJ would do.
MJ, baby. I loved watching him play basketball. Oh, my gosh.
Dude. I was telling somebody, I remember watching those finals. You knew he was going to win. You knew he was going to find a way to win, or the team was going to find a way to win. And that was what was so exciting about those six championships that they won.
What I always dug about him was his, you know, great leadership on display all the time. You know, he would obviously, everybody's be going like, oh, Jordan's going to take the last shot. And then he dumps to Steve Kerr, who just nails it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
Not afraid to give it to his teammates who are also phenomenally talented.
And Scottie Pippen, the Robbie Benedict of the Chicago Bulls, you know, the second fiddle.
Pippen has the main guy. Substantial drug problem, and he brings drugs over state lines in his pooper. Huh. I don't know.
Those are both the same thing. He's got a drug problem, brings drugs in his pooper, and likes drugs.
Also dabbles in the narcotics.
He's such a great Pippen. Is such a great
wingman. I mean, you know,
wingman. There you go, wingman.
That's so awesome.
Like when I go out with you and you tell everybody that I'm your wingman.
Or I told them you're all in Wings and a man.
That I'm into the band Wings.
He's into Wings, man. A joke for three people. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob, play the theme song. When we land one like that, when we land a golden nugget like that, it deserves its own song.
Yeah.
A joke for three people. Take it, Bobbo.
That's just a joke for three people.
That's good.
Truer words have never been sung.
That's right. That's a zinger.
Yep.
You've been Rob enriched.
I'm going to watch that one. I'm going to watch that documentary. It sounds good.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's great. They air two new ones every week. I don't know how many weeks they're doing it, but
Know that they were not going to air. It wasn't supposed to air for a long time, but they brought up the air date so people could enjoy it here in...
Oh, is that right?
COVID lockdown time. Check your watch, everybody. Oh. It's locked out o'clock. I finished Ozark season 3, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to watch now, man. I honestly think it's overwhelming. I mean, you've recommended a great documentary, but there's... There are 95 apps out there. They all have award-winning series all over them. I don't know what to watch. There's a whole bunch of crap that people love that I don't care about. What?
I've been going to the documentaries. The documentaries to me are I just watched the
docu-series or documentaries like standalone movies.
I'll watch a documentary. I'll watch a docu-series. Like I just love that shit. I just watched the Beastie Boys documentary on Apple TV.
That's cool. I don't have Apple
TV. That's
great. And my wife wouldn't care about the Beastie Boys, but I'm sure it's fascinating.
No, I watched it by myself. Yeah. But yeah, nobody. My son's always like Calvin's always like, yeah, you really like the documentaries. I'm like, yeah, I can't explain it.
I do like documentaries. I like documentaries too.
Yeah,
I really do. Honestly, though, dude, I kind of feel like it's overload. There's so much stuff, and you know, anytime you're with a group of people, you say, oh, what are you guys watching? Every person gives a different answer, and it's always like, I'm watching this for the ninth time, and I can't do it. If I've seen it once, I'm kind of done.
Calvin and I found a new show that we like to watch together. We'd never seen The Walking Dead, so we're watching The Walking Dead from the beginning.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and you know, Calvin's 16. He loves, you know, he likes.
Yeah, that's not. I can't do that one. I can't.
You can't. You can't. It's yeah. Well, not even Frank, but I think Steve's too young. I think Calvin's just old enough. But it's, you know, it's very gory, but it's great. I mean, it's one of those shows where you're like, it's like listening to, you know, Led Zeppelin album for the first time. And you're like, have you heard this? You know, I feel like I'm so late to the party, but it's a great show. It's a, you know, there's a reason that people love it so much.
I was on a train to San Diego Comic-Con one time with Rob Benedict. <I'm> like, and Rob got up to go, well, it was early morning, so I'm going to assume to get a beer.
No, cocaine in the bathroom.
Cocaine in the bathroom. He got up, and the guy sitting across the aisle from me said, dude, I don't mean to be rude, but I totally snuck a picture of you two guys sitting there. I can't believe I just got a picture of Andrew Lincoln. And I was like,
And he had posted it to Facebook, right?
Well, I go, that's not former President Andrew Lincoln. No, I said, that's not Andrew Lincoln. And he goes, what? And I go, no, that's Rob Benedict. He's on a show called Supernatural. And he's like, oh, fuck. Well, I better unpost it to Facebook. And I was now I'm bummed I told him that, because I would love for it to set up there for a while. Yeah. You know?
It's funny. That's what Calvin said. I told Calvin that story. He was like, oh, why do you tell him the truth? You should just let him think that you were.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know. I wouldn't have said anything. He said he spoke to me.
I just love that. Fired up. I have been told a few times that I look like Andrew Lincoln, which is a big compliment. But I love that this person thought that was me.
Oh, he was certain of it. He was certain of it.
Well, he's great. He's good. They're all good. Norman Reedus is great. And I haven't gotten to Michael Cutlets yet, but I can't wait.
Well, you know, Mike's going to be great. Come on. Big Mike.
Oh, Mike's amazing. And we talked about getting Mike on this show.
On the show. Mike's going to come on the show. I'm going to put it out in the universe. Mike's going to come on the show. Mike might be the first guest that we have who, in addition to Richard Spade, not instead of, you know, in addition to.
And Hank Chilton.
Oh, yeah. Mike can't be first. Nice try, Mike. Boy, classic Mike. Trying to do an end around on Hank.
Hank is not going to be happy with you.
Dude, Hank's going to come on and tear Mike a new one. Now there's a new feud. Forget Poopgate. Mike Gate.
Cutlets Gate.
Like the compound, electric gate that you have all around your compound.
Floating orb gate.
Moat. Moat gate.
So yeah, we don't know how much longer this is going to last. You know, the other, you know, uncertain thing is like, what degrees it's going to open, you know? I mean, at a certain point, you and I will be able to hang out again, but like, will we be able to go to a concert, you know? I have
also good people of Georgia. Like, how's it going? Like, I kind of feel like they're a test case, which is a bullshit thing to do to a state.
Yeah, all the states that want to reopen, like, well, reopen and we'll kind of see how it goes.
Is the joke going to be on us? Seriously, I don't know. Is the joke going to be on us? Is Georgia going to open and it's all going to be fine? And we're like,
hey,
oh,
man.
Okay.
If that's the case, then
yay.
Great.
Yeah.
Then great. We were uber careful and
Uber careful and Lyft yeah. cautious.
wait, Lyft cautious?
Yeah, because I was doing. You said Uber careful. Uber,
yeah, Lyft cautious. Yeah. I was just thinking that if I was like extra boob Google, I'd be Uber boob Google.
Uber boob Google.
Uber boob
well,
Google.
If somebody who doesn't like what you do creates a persona that's anti you and they go by boob boob Google. That's possible.
If they want to put me, grease me up, they'd say boob Google.
Lube boob Google. Or they think you're being a big fat baby, they say gaga goo goo boob Google.
I want to take this opportunity to read some of our reviews in on iTunes.
All right.
I really like people have been writing in and giving us good ratings and saying such sweet things, and it makes me happy.
Yay.
So Alana Bacon writes, I love listening to this while sewing masks, which I thought was interesting. It completely...
Wait, did she say that her name was Alana Bacon?
Alana Bacon.
Okay, because I would say Alana Bacon is a made-up name.
No, that's something you just made up in your head, but this is Alana Bacon.
And our next text or tweet is from Tunzo Beef. all right, go ahead. So after a lot of bacon,
I love listening to this while sewing masks. It completely makes my day and makes me laugh every time.
Ah, oh.
Five stars. Yeah, 5 stars. 11 out of 10 by MM11. I am not a big podcast listener at all, but when I saw that these two were making podcasts, I knew it had to be good, and they do not disappoint. They play off each other so well, and while I don't understand 50% of the references they make, I've learned a lot, and it's always humorous. Special shout out to the machete. Her vibe is everything. I mean,
not wrong about that. And if we have yet to disappoint, I challenge you, keep listening. We'll get there.
I love I don't understand 50% of what they're talking about, but I
that's still a high percentage, you know. I would think if you're in the 20 to 30 range, you're average.
What did you go get from the fridge? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a local beer made right here in Los Angeles, California. Wrong. Brewed in California. I guess it's not in Los Angeles, but it's called M Special. That's M period Special.
Huh. Interesting. I've never heard of that. Where'd you get it?
Their motto is good beer every time.
Huh. All right.
Mm.
Where'd you get that?
Brewed in California. This was a gift from my neighbor.
Huh.
He was, I think he'd made a run to, I think he knows the dude who has a hand in this beer. It's like his Jensen Ackles, you know, his buddy who makes beer.
Okay.
So, I don't know what city it's from, but it's not bad. It's good. I'm drinking the American Lager, and it's a very, you know, Robbie, if you ever come up on this side of the hill for the socially distanced mixer we've been talking about having.
Yeah, I haven't been invited yet, but sounds
you'll
great.
Well, I haven't put it together yet, but you'll recognize these orange cans are all over the top of the hill. I feel like all these dudes up here who are surfers and DPs all know this guy because they're all drinking this beer. So I got gifted from great. Baskets DP Giles Dunning.
Great. That's awesome. Yeah. That's
special.
You know, bring some my way.
Yes, I will. Actually, I won't have to because you'll be coming up here for the socially distanced mixer.
I can't wait for my invite. I hope that comes soon. I've been looking, checking spam every day.
You're going to run out to... Well, I don't know which house to send it to. Which do you want it to the compound or the inner city the relaxing lodge
don't
or
be glib.
The loft?
Don't be glib with me.
I got a new vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I got a Dyson.
Nice, nice.
Why? I know, dude. I don't have Dyson money. But JC, the machete wanted a Dyson. And you know what? When the machete wants a Dyson, when the machete tells you to order a Dyson, you know what you do? You order a freaking Dyson.
Yeah, you do.
That's what you do. I ordered the cordless Dyson, and to quote my middle son Fletcher, wow, this actually makes vacuuming fun.
Really?
Yeah, because you see all the crap going in the clear plastic tube, you know what I mean? You see progress.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You see progress. Yeah, that's good. That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, good. Shout out to Dyson.
Shout out to one of our other sponsors, Dyson. And I can say this, and Dyson can't get mad when I come up with their slogan. Dyson, you suck. But that's what they want to do. So that's really... See what I'm saying? Well, like they're.
I don't know
brilliant.
If they're going to approve of that. It's not. Doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel perfect.
there's something in there. Dyson, we suck.
How about Dyson? How about Dyson? We don't blow. We suck.
That's good.
Right?
Or how about it's just you and me on the billboard pointing, you smiling, me kind of looking, I don't know, confused. And we're saying, suck it, Dyson.
Yeah.
And then Dyson off in the corner going, okay, we will. You know, it's like a shiny spokesman with a device over some muck on the floor.
Yeah, who's like chained to a desk and like scared.
Why? Wait a minute. Is Dyson using slave labor to make their vacuums? Like, what are you telling
me? We're forcing them to answer... The question, we're like, you suck.
And no, go, okay, it's an advertising campaign. Oh, it's not
All right. Well, I didn't realize we jumped on the realism train.
Yes, it's an advertising campaign. This is not some sort of like ransom note.
All right. Sorry, Don Draper. I didn't realize this is a real campaign.
Do you call me Don Draper?
Yeah. Listen, this is interesting you bring this up because I, too, just bought a vacuum cleaner.
What'd you go with?
I got a Shark Navigator.
Oh. Does it navigate? Like, does it just like hit a button, beep, beep, boop, boop?
Yeah, it vacuums and tells you the quickest way to get to CVS.
Well, in your case, serve like wine.
Right, exactly.
That's awesome. Well, we can get our vacuums together and have a suck off.
Oh, that'd be great. Good idea. Good idea.
Hey, where are you going, Rich? Oh, I'm just going to go down the street. Robbie and I are going to have a suck-off. Why aren't I surprised, Machete says, as I exit the domicile. That's awesome, man. That's very cool. Oh, hey, news from the world. More news from the world.
News from the world.
Frank Spain and sometimes Fletch.
And Steve.
Where's Steve? He's inside.
He has not made a...
Wait. Here's Steve right now. Hey, Steve, news from the outside world. This is the triple threat news from the outside world, the hat trick, if you will. Now we have Steve Spate. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. I just went on a walk.
With whom?
With someone named Francis.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you guys socially distance?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of social distance.
Okay, dead.
Did you wear a mask?
Yeah, of course.
Dead.
Yes.
Good.
Guess what?
What?
Tam has a Gucci belt.
What?
Tam has a Gucci belt.
Tam has a Gucci belt.
Oh,
well,
man.
There's your big news in the outside world.
That is, man.
I guess the COVID's not hurting everybody.
Wow.
Not hitting everybody in the pocketbook. Not Tam.
Wow.
All right, well.
Bye, Dad. I love you.
Love you too, buddy.
Bye, Rob.
Bye, guys.
There they go. Everybody.
Wow.
The whole fam damly.
That was awesome. And Luna, too.
Yeah, man. Luna came in.
Luna
was turtle
so,
and the machete.
Luna was so talkative.
She's a real yabba sack. Luna's a very, very well-mannered dog. Doesn't bark incessantly. Barks, but not incessantly.
Well, that's good. That's good. You got a good dog. You always choose right. You get a good cat, good dog.
Good cat.
Good kids.
Good dog.
Good wife.
Good kids. Good wife. The one X factor in this whole equation
is your shitty best friend Rob.
No, me.
Oh,
dummy.
Oh, sorry. It's years of getting
preemptive
abused.
Strike.
Yeah, it's years of getting abuse. I've been trained.
Screw me. Oh, you weren't gonna.
Oh, sorry. I'm the worst. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Well, in all honesty, we love everyone who's been listening to this podcast, and thank you so much for taking your time to listen to us two buttholes. And you know, we our hearts, as always, are going out to everybody. Hoping you're staying safe, and thanks to all the healthcare workers and delivery people and grocery store workers.
All the people who clean up those medical establishments and those grocery stores.
Yep.
And all the teachers out there doing their best to teach our kids from afar.
And many of them with families of their own. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Creating a new curriculum, administrators, you guys are all doing a great job. Yeah. We appreciate it a ton. Really, really do. All you bus drivers and train drivers. And
absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks everyone for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
I got my work cut out for me. I got a lot of theme songs.
Oh man. You know, you have too many theme songs, which I know because of this song you just wrote and dropped in called Too Many Theme Songs. Thank you, Bobo.
Got too many
Yep, that song says it all. Well, that's it for us, everybody. Which I know because Rob has a song called That's It For Us.
Come on, Rob. Stop.
I'm kidding. I'm done.
Thanks for joining us again, everybody. Yeah. We'll see you next week.
See you next week. You ready to stop?
Yep.
Let's just stop.
And I'm stopping.
Me too.
Hey, everything's great, and my guest is Richard Spade. Yeah.